Thank you for joining for day 4 of the Overcoming Fear devotional. Today we are going to claim victory over fear. The last 3 days we have been studying about fear together, but today we are going to get ready to take some action on fear. We are getting ready to claim victory over fear. We'll be in the book of Esther today, and in the book of Esther we read a beautiful story, and I believe it can help us to understand how to overcome fear more clearly. I want to narrate the story to you in a small way so that you can understand the context of today's message. So in the book of Esther, we read about King Xerxes, who was the ruler of a vast empire from India to Kush, which was Ethiopia in those days. He had a queen named Queen Vashti, and she refused to come to a banquet arranged by the king. So the king searched for another replacement, another beautiful young virgin. So after 12 months of beauty treatment, the king was attracted to Esther. Now Esther became the queen of the entire Persian Empire. Now there's this man called Haman, who was an Agagite, and he became the right hand of King Xerxes. All the land would bow before Haman the Agagite when he walked through the streets. But there was this particular guy, Mordecai, who in fact was a relative of Esther, who wouldn't bow before him. So Haman sought a way to kill Mordecai and all Jews because he did not like the attitudes of the Jews, because they wouldn't bow before any humans. They only bowed before the one true God. So he made a decree and he got it signed by the king, and suddenly fear spread among the Jews in the city. We read that in Esther chapter 3. In verse 6, Haman plans to kill all the Jews. And in verse 15, we read the whole city of Shushan was perplexed. The Jews were in fear. Fear had crept into every Jewish house, and it looked like fear would destroy the entire Jewish race in that city, in that part of the world. You see, fear's goal is to destroy or kill or annihilate your dreams, purposes, and promises of God. And so what happens? We read in Esther chapter 5 that Esther approaches the king. In the ancient times, the queens weren't allowed to meet the king unless summoned. So Esther is doing something that was not legal. But Esther knew one thing. To overcome her greatest fear, she needed to face the king. I also want to say the same thing to you. To overcome your greatest fear, you need to face the king. And I'm talking about the King of Kings. Our God who rules the entire universe. When we are in the presence of a king, when he announces a verdict and he seals it with his scepter, fear will no longer have control over you. Today, I believe you are in the presence of a king. He's going to rise for some people and he's going to set you free. He's going to bring an end to depression, bring an end to fear and insecurity in your life today. While all this was happening, Haman was still devising a plan to hang Mordecai. So he set up a pole and he planned to impale Mordecai on it. But that night, the king couldn't sleep. And so he started reading the chronicles, the record of his reign. And he found out that there was this particular guy called Mordecai who had saved the king from a conspiracy. But Mordecai had not been rewarded yet by the king. So the king did not know how to reward him. And while the king was thinking about a solution, that was when Haman walked in. And Haman was getting ready to get permission from the king to hang Mordecai. So the king asks Haman, "What needs to be done to a person whom the king wishes to honor?" Haman, like all of us, thought everything was about him. So he told the king to robe him with the king's robe and take him on a procession to the city on a horseback so that everyone would honor him. The king liked that idea and he told Haman to do exactly that to Mordecai. So now imagine the scene. Haman, the enemy of the Jews, the enemy of Mordecai, had to honor Mordecai through the city in front of all people. Remember, he was about to kill Mordecai that day. Isn't this wonderful? I love how God chooses to bless us in the presence of our enemies. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The same person that was going to kill Mordecai now robed him and told praises about him to the entire city. I believe God is going to use your enemy to decide your blessing. I believe God is going to use your enemy to bless you. He's going to use the mouth that tried to curse you to bless you. He's going to use the hands that tried to harm you to bless you and robe you. But that's not the end of the story. Things again turn and the king finds out that Haman had been conspiring against the Jews And now the king orders Haman to be impaled on the same pole he was planning to use to execute Mordecai. This is the picture that God wants you to see today. Haman, the enemy of the Jews. Haman, the fear of the Jews, the person who brought fear into every Jewish household, is now impaled on the pole that he had set for the Jewish leader. Your enemy, listen to me, your enemy will be impaled on the pole it created for you. Your enemy will be destroyed by his own hand and by his own plans and actions. Fear is sometimes the biggest enemy for godly plans in our life. I know for a fact that fear was my biggest enemy, but that same fear that tried to impale you, that same depression that tried to keep you chained and bound, that same spirit of darkness that planned your fall, I believe are going to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. What the enemy meant for evil, God is going to turn it for good. The Bible says, if God is for us, who can stand against us? I often tell myself, I hope no one wants to be my enemies because I fear for them. If God is on my side, I really wouldn't dare to be my enemy. In conclusion, I also remember a person who hung on two intersecting wooden poles 2000 years back on the hill of Golgotha, outside the city gate of Jerusalem. It was our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. It was not just Jesus' physical body that hung on the cross. My fear, my shame, my insecurity, they were all hung on those poles along with Jesus. But when Jesus died, my fear died, my shame died, my insecurity died. When Jesus breathed his last, my fear breathed his last, my shame breathed his last, my sin breathed his last. That is, in the end of the story, when Jesus was buried, my fear was buried, my shame was buried, my iniquity, my sickness were also buried with Jesus. But guess what? On the third day, my fear did not rise again from the dead. My shame, my sin could not resurrect from the dead. They laid buried in the grave. But on the third day, the grave could not hold Jesus. He is the resurrection and the life. And he rose again from the dead. And that Jesus who said in John chapter 10 verse 10, I have come to give you life and life in abundance. And that same Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead says, I'm going to raise you too. Your fear, your shame, your guilt is dead. They are still in the grave, but you, my friend, you are alive in Christ. Fear no longer has hold on you because Jesus Christ is Lord. So thank you, Jesus, for revealing that revelation to us that you are Lord over all fears, over all my shame, over all my insecurity, over every spirit of depression. I release that word over your people, God. Set them free today. We claim victory over fear in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.